Facts aren't enough is what this portion of the chapter is called. And he says the facts are not what's really at stake, although it will sometimes seem like they are, but that isn't what the issue really is. He says, I want you to know the facts, or what are called facts, such as things you can see with your eyes, are not what separates you from the unbeliever. What separates you from the underlying worldview, it's the philosophy, not the facts.
Right. So here he makes this distinction between facts and philosophy, right? There exists a pencil. That's the fact of the matter, right? But in terms of what it's used for, what we should use it for, you know, all those types of things are different. So a fact is different from your philosophical beliefs. And that's what he's getting at here. And oftentimes, in fact, what he's suggesting here is philosophical beliefs, presuppositions, drive you in terms of what you do and what you believe, regardless of the facts.
Right. You come to a metal object in the middle of the desert. It's cylindrical. It doesn't seem to have any welds or anything like that. But you know more than anything in the world that aliens do not exist. And so coming into contact with what only appears to be a flying saucer, you're going to go through things like, this is just some government project. This is, a foreign military thing. This just happened to randomly coalesce in the desert as things do. And so the one thing we know it can't be is aliens, because aliens don't exist. And so there's the glass view that I'm looking at this thing in the desert that, I'm meeting face to face, or we can take the Matrix route and say, nothing is real. It's just a glitch in the Matrix. And even the fact that you say I'm experiencing this or I'm observing this, there's other religions that say, no, what you're experiencing is just what the gods have put in your way in order to get in the way, whatever it might be. So so we can't just say, oh, let's find common ground that this exists. You can get there, but we don't always want to give people the out of just saying, yes, let's agree on this. We want their interpretation of the facts to get them to that point so that we can talk with them on that same level. Or we're just kind of talking past each other without even realizing it.